This podcast may contain information that may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. This investigation is ongoing. Information for this podcast was obtained through police interviews and reports taken throughout the investigation by the Boynton Beach Police Department. Welcome to Rosebud, the Victoria Rose Miller story. My name is Maxanne Miller, the host for this podcast. This podcast is presented by the Boynton Beach Police Department. The topic of this podcast is the life and untimely death of Victoria Rose Miller. Welcome back. Glad you could make it for this final episode. So, last episode, we talked about Vicky's last couple of weeks alive, and in more detail, her last day alive. We know the medical examiner said she died on May 10th, 1996, and we know she was last seen in Lake Worth at 1 a.m. on May 10th, 1996. Joanne reported her daughter, Vicky, missing on May 10th, 1996, too. But Vicky was last seen alive in Lake Worth, so how'd she end up in Boynton Beach? There are so many questions and so few answers. So let's get into what we do know and is true and factual. We know for a fact that she took a cab around 7 and 8 o'clock. We know that Vicky made a phone call at 10 to 10:30 and paged her drug dealer at 11:29 p.m. We know that at one point on May 9th or May 10th, 1996, she came in contact with her murderer. We know her body was reported to Boynton Beach Police Department on May 11th, 1996, behind the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge at 11:53 a.m. Police arrived and found Vicky's body around 12:15 in the brush behind the FOP Lodge. A horseback rider found her body while galloping through trails south of Minor Road in Boynton Beach. Now, two teenage boys also found the body on May 10th, 1996, around 5 p.m., but they did not report it to police because they thought the body was a mannequin. It wasn't until news media reported that Vicky's body was found that they came forward to police. Vicky was found only wearing a pair of shoes, which is very odd. To take clothes off and leave her sneakers on makes it extremely difficult to undress. I can't also imagine being nude and putting my shoes on first. It was a very strange thing. Vicky had many injuries and fought back as hard as she could. She had died from blunt force trauma to the head, but had endured a lot. Vicky had bruises everywhere. She had a broken jaw, a broken nose, a fractured hyoid bone, her throat was slit, and she had major contusions to her head and left shoulder. She also had cuts near her eye and her left arm, which were done by the murderer or murderers. Police believe that her body was moved from the original crime scene to where she ended up. The original crime scene was never found. She had been choked, raped, and beaten to death. No one deserves to die the way Victoria did. Police are still searching for the murderer or murderers who committed such a heinous crime against Vicky, who did not deserve it. She will never have the opportunity to recover. She would never get the chance to watch her daughters grow up. She would never get the chance to see her sisters grow up and their children. She would never have the opportunity to recover from alcohol and drug dependency. Vicky would never have the opportunity to get married to someone she loved, cherished, cared, and respected her. Vicky never made it past the age of 18 because someone took those opportunities away from her, and that damage can never be undone. The stress and agony of Vicky's death took a large toll on her family. Her family was never the same. One thing I admire is the strength, power, and resilience amongst the Miller family to overcome this painful trauma. One suspect that was made public to the press was one from the party that night she died. He failed a computer voice stress analyzer test, not once, not twice, not even three times, but seven times. While some may think this should have been a pretty clear indicator, an entire case cannot be hinged based on that alone. This case has always been difficult because the original crime scene was never found. Victoria's body was only found with shoes she was wearing. and the area was extremely secluded back in 1996. The lack of evidence makes this case struggle to find the offender or offenders. So what do you think? Do you think that Vicky was killed by someone at the party? Could it have been a complete stranger who met her after she left? Could it have been her abusive ex-boyfriend that tracked her down after the party? Maybe another man she had dated in the past? Could it have been someone she met while she worked at the various bars and clubs? Do you think it was someone from her very distant past or someone she met more recently? Was it one person who committed this heinous crime, or are there a few people involved? Someone knows what happened to Vicky in the early hours of May 10th, 1996. People need to speak up if they saw something or heard something, because her offender or offenders need to be brought to justice. And more importantly, Vicky's family needs answers. They deserve answers. We can put that person or those individuals behind bars, but we need your help. After Vicky's death, there was some media coverage, but not nearly enough. The last time her story appeared in the media was almost 20 years ago. Some of it covered her life and her case, and the rest of it talked about her to encourage legislation to ban underage dancing. It's been 24 years since Vicky was brutally murdered. And she would have been 42 at the time this podcast was released. We need her story to be heard. We need her case to be heard. But more importantly, we need answers to what happened to Vicky and why. It's not just important to get answers, but the murderer or murderers may do it again or have done it again. Vicky's story has no conclusion, no ending, no reason why. And we need your help to find out who did this. Her story is still alive because her case is still alive, even if Vicky isn't. Many detectives have worked on this case, and all of them want answers. For all we know, the murderer can be closer than you think. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and more importantly, thank you for listening to Vicky's story. Vicky was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed 18-year-old who weighed approximately 125 pounds and was 5'7 at the time of her death. If you have any information about Vicky's homicide, you can anonymously report a tip at Palm Beach County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-458-TIPS 8477 or reach the Boynton Beach Police Department at GleisherJ@bbfl.us. This has been a production of the Boynton Beach Police Department. For transcripts of this podcast, photos, videos, and additional content, please visit our department website, bbpd.org, and follow us on Instagram at rosebud_podcast. Thank you for listening. If you or someone you know are a victim of rape, abuse, or incest, please contact the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network at 1-800-656-HOPE-4673.